Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome, 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 welcome. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to D-Block Church, y'all. I'm going to tell you right now, off the back, the devil is alive, the enemy can't have it, and we will have a show, no matter what. If you'd like to call me in, call live in here tonight with me, it's 319-527-6091 is the number. I encourage you tonight, please press the one, and let's just have a real conversation about, can you see what tomorrow looks like? Can you see tomorrow? So the question really is, can you see tomorrow? How many people out there really, 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 if you ask yourself, what do you see tomorrow? What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Now, if you're CNN, CNNBC, and all that other kind of, you really don't see tomorrow. You kind of live day by day. And I know you say that you live, you know, you see it, but you're looking at death. You're watching death, you're being talked to about death, you're being told that death is coming, you're being told that death is waiting. You're watching these numbers, they go from report to story, from story to story, with more numbers, more deaths, and it's almost like it's an encouraging message for some. And tonight, my question here tonight on D-Block is, can you see tomorrow? Can you see what it looks like? Do you see what maybe it is that you see, or maybe you don't want to see. There's a lot of people out here that, you know, I sit and I talk about next year. Other people can't get past 6 months because, you know, in 6 months, we're going to shut back down. And I'm talking about next year, but they're talking about, well, in 6 months, we're going to shut back down. So then my question is, can you see tomorrow? And what does tomorrow really look like? It's something that has started to really, really bother me, because as I was listening to people and watching how people buy into certain things, I had to look at this and I say, you know what, I'm going to ask this question to D-Block, because, you know, sometimes when things happen and they happen the way that I believe it's like an attack or something, it's not really an attack. And this is why I have to come tonight to D-Block Church and ask the real question, can you see tomorrow? The number is 319-527-6091. By pressing 1, it helps you get in. And yes, I'm not looking at tomorrow like we're dying. I'm talking about the life and living it. Yes, life after this pandemic. You know, say it with me, life. After the pandemic, we will have life after the pandemic. I was actually going to make that the topic or the title, but then I thought about how many people would really not have even clicked the link or picked up the phone to say, I just want to ask the question tonight. Like, what is it that we see? So, yeah, I didn't go to the pandemic. I wanted to say, can you see tomorrow? Because someone out there is looking forward to tomorrow, and we have to be honest. The same way that someone is looking forward to tomorrow, someone is out there dreading it. And I mean, I can't even think about that person on the same level, because that person needs more than just an hour worth of a show to be able to know why you should be looking forward to tomorrow. Especially with any news story that's out right now, you're doing better than those people, because those people are dying. Those people are dead, and those people are expecting to die. The question really is are you dying? And when are you dying? And is this going to be you? And if it is said to be you, then why dread your breath? You know? Because that means you choose death. Right now, the way that people are dying, I really don't want us, the ones that are living, the ones that are breathing, to embrace the fact that we don't have a tomorrow. So my question is tonight, can you see tomorrow? Because the breath that we breathe is all that we need to succeed. All we need to do is believe it. It's the most common thing in our reality. As simple as it sounds, it's one of the hardest things it seems for us to do. So now tonight, when we talk, I don't want you to think in the realms of where you are. I really want you to think like children. Think for our children. Think. Just remember how it says in Mark chapter 10, I think it's verse 14, that the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. We have to be able to see something a little bit less than what it is that we actually see. Seeing stats, looking at numbers, it keeps you in the knowing, and the knowing is where we are right now, and we know the wrong thing. Now, I know some people out there that know a whole lot, and I bless God for the people that know a whole lot that I've been coming in contact with, because the people that know a whole lot are confirmation to me that people that know a whole lot are very good information. They're good people to have around, because if you can hear their experience, if you can hear their story, if you can hear their struggle, and they put it in a way that it makes it as if you don't have to have that struggle, that's called breathing. That's where you want to be. That's seeing tomorrow. That's taking a situation, no matter what it looks like, and putting it into a place where you can see yourself out of it. I'll never forget the day that I met the lady in the Uber. I think her name was Queen. And she was talking to me, and she asked me a question. I had my cane at that time. It wasn't a good time. So with the cane, you know, I already looked a little bit different. I always say that. But one thing I always say is that if you're gonna wear the cane, you gotta stretch a cane. You gotta be the best thing looking on the cane if you're gonna wear it. Like if you got to walk with it. So when I got in our Uber, I remember I was on my way to choir rehearsal or on my way to band rehearsal, and the way the ride was, it was just really, really, it was phenomenal, because this lady spoke to me. She spoke. In me, she spoke to me, and she spoke through me. But the blessing of it was when I got out of her car, I could see tomorrow. I could see my own tomorrow. It was as if I was explaining to her, you know, that the doctors had diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis, and I had gotten diagnosed in 2010. And this is just happening. This is 2019 that this is going down in the Uber. So I'm explaining to her, you know, what the doctors have been saying and how my life has been going, how things don't always end up the way that the doctor said. They said I wouldn't walk. I was walking. I needed the cane just to, you know, keep me from falling over, basically. But it was something about the way she spoke to me. She let me know. She brought me all the way to a familiar scripture, a very, very, very familiar scripture, the 23rd Psalm. And what she said to me was very important, because she said that David, you know, King David wrote this, but as he wrote this, he had already known something. And the thing that he knew was, yea, though I walk through the valley. And it was major to me, because, I mean, I grew up in church. I probably heard the 23rd Psalm like 50,000 times, but I never heard it like that. Yea, though I walk through the valley. And when she told me that I wouldn't be in my MS, Like, I wouldn't be in that valley for long. I wouldn't be able to claim it and represent it the way that I did in the car. And it was innocent, because the one thing, if you know me, the last thing you'll know about me is that I have it, unless we have like a whole misunderstanding and we just got to tell you straight up out the box, like, look, I'm sorry, that wasn't it. But if you know, to know it, to be able to carry it and to have someone speak through you to help you see tomorrow. That's why tonight on D-Block Church, I asked the question, can you see tomorrow? The one thing that you want to do when you're looking and thinking about tomorrow is you have to insert yourself in that tomorrow and say, what role do I need to play in tomorrow? Because there's no more sitting back and watching anything anymore. I just got finished watching a very, very good documentary or movie, or I don't know what it should be. It's just a very, very good piece. It's called Resegregation. It was filmed by Antonio T. Smith Jr. and the ATS Jr. Movies, or ATS Junior TVs, whatever. Y'all got to Google that thing. Resegregation. It's a conversation about two different people from two different sides of the world sitting down at a table and having a conversation like no other. The conversation that matters, the conversation that is the only real important thing that we have going for ourselves right now, is how can we move forward? What needs to happen? What has to happen? What must happen for us to move forward? Can you see tomorrow? If you can see tomorrow, the question then is exactly, what role do you play in this tomorrow? Everybody's not going to have a significant role. And the one thing that I've always learned, and it was always good to know, that, it is in God's kingdom. You really wouldn't be able to tell it by the model of the example of churches and what we see. But there are no significant roles in the kingdom. It, you know, God loves each and every one of us in our own life. Why? Because each and every one of us has our own story. As I heard someone say, even twins have separate fingerprints. Like, there are no two people that are exactly alike. Even if you came out of the same womb, same sack, you're still different. So embracing our differences is what's going to help us, allow us to see and move into tomorrow. Now, in order to embrace our differences, what's going to end up happening is there's a side that is going to have to, I don't want to say bow down, because bow down, I believe, is the wrong word. Because I believe that I believe that what has happened is we've gotten bowed down in the wrong way. You know, we look at the bow down as if, you know, it's a passive type of a thing. We look at bow down as if less than prideful. We look at bow down like sometime losing. You know, it doesn't take much to win, but it really takes everything to lose. And to lose and then learn how to win, to find where the loss was, to find where the mistake was, to find where it happened. is major. Even if you're an athlete and you're playing a game, it's your best game. It's championship game. And I mean, you slipped. How about it? It happened. Do you know that'll be the last slip that you'll ever want to do? But you'll never be able to take the slip back. You lost the game, and now it's like, are you even going to play next year? Just because you slipped. It might have been of nobody fault, nobody else's fault. It could have just been faulty equipment or bad, you know, your cleat stuck in the dirt. It rained just a little bit too hard the day before. Regardless. Or hell, the umpire could have made a bad call. It makes it worse when somebody else does it. I can be honest. If it was you slipping, you might be able to get back up and see yourself on to tomorrow. But if it was a bad call, shoddy ref, that's the kind of stuff that I want to say that you can live it down, but I'm gonna be honest. Like there's a softball ref right now to this day. If I was to see him, the only thing I ever say to this man when I see him, because I've seen him a few times after he made this horrendous call, I let him know every time he saw me that I was safe. Because at the end of the day, I was really safe, and he was dead wrong, and he just didn't want to get off of it. And that makes it worse when you're dead wrong. You know they're dead wrong, and they just don't want to get off of it. It pisses you off, and it's like you have every right to be pissed off. You can go anywhere and tell anybody about anything that you want to talk about, because at the end of the day, they were wrong. And when you're wrong like that, you have every single solitary right to just go and just be mad, and you have the right to. But then you got to ask your question. Ask yourself, can you see tomorrow? You hear bells going off. Because the question really is, it's like an alarm clock. Can you see tomorrow? Because you can't see tomorrow if you're mad. You can't see tomorrow if you're discouraged. You can't see tomorrow if you're scared. You can't see tomorrow if you refuse to open your eyes and see exactly what you're looking at today. If we can take a deep breath and look at what we see every day, not even every day, just today. With all of the pandemic and stuff going on, people say you can't go outside. So I'm in the house. Do you know that I'm in the house to the point where I'm in the house? So now I'm in the house. You sick, but I'm in the house. Think you're trying to get me to not see my tomorrow. So then tonight, D-Block, I have to say, can you see tomorrow? If you do, hold on to it. Hold on to it to the point where it doesn't matter what you're looking at. It doesn't matter how they treat you. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they try to stop you from doing. If you see tomorrow, hold on to it. Because if you can see it, you can be it. I like it because I've heard at school a lot is, if you build it, they will come. This is not true. If you build it, you will have it built, and it will be, if you got to keep the gas on, if you got to keep the electric on, if you got to keep everything else on, it's just going to be there. So then you need to figure out what they're coming for. So then my thing is, if they're going to come, you want everybody to come in seeing tomorrow. What do you see in tomorrow? I see a unity in tomorrow. The first thing that we need to do, we need to break our community. We need to break this. We need to break this problem that we have. We have a problem, and we need to handle it. There's things that happened in our history. There's things that happened in the world, and it's time to tell all truth and nothing but the truth. Nobody actually paid attention to it, but they kind of let Columbus Day kind of like go real fast this year. They actually tried to pin it on a pandemic, but if you really understand what's going on, is they're trying to slowly rewrite the history because they need to start to tell the truth, because now there's too many people that know the truth. When people know the truth, you can no longer just tell the lie and then expect people to just formulate and go along with the lie. Now, I know I might have confused somebody just then, and I'm just saying it to the point where the nicest way that I've heard this said is, when you lose a war, you do not get to set the story. You do not get to set the standard. When you lose the game, you have your side of the story. That might not be the side of the story. And what I've been realizing is that the more and more and more people talk, I'm not talking about the more and more people be entertained, not watching these shows and stuff that they're putting on television for us to stay focused off of, you know, to keep our minds focused on the television part of it, the entertainment part of it, as opposed to the educational part of it. No, television is not educational, not by far, unless you're watching it to see exactly what it is that you need to not be, or, well, I don't even know what it is today because I don't really try to watch it, but I can tell you that growing up, in the 80s and the 90s, every single movie that we ever watched had a story. Every single movie that we ever watched had a meaning. Every single movie that we had to, that we watched had reason. Every single one of them. And right now, to this day, we're living them out like they've been our truths. We thought that they were movies at one time, and then we got to live them because we were living in those storms. We were watching the news report like just like in the movie. We've seen these things. Everyone's walking around here with these iPhones and everything, and it kind of scares me because the one movie that I never really paid attention to was iRobot. But damn, can you see tomorrow? I can definitely see tomorrow. Yeah, I said iRobot, because that's serious, y'all. We got to understand something. Now, I just heard Antonio say, you got to embrace technology. Why do we got to embrace technology? We got to embrace technology because actually, at the end of the day, what technology is trying to do is technology is going to try to rid the human part of it. That's what the computer is all about. So if we as humans keep failing on the human scale, it'll be easier and easier for people to adjust to see more technology tomorrow than humans. Like, if we don't get into the customer loyalties of things and we don't get back into why you walk into an establishment and where the joy is that's permeating out of the walls, and it's allowing all of the customers to kind of be on one accord, and that's because we're together in this one store. It's like, that's community. We have to get back to that. We have to be able to see community. So then my question is, can you see tomorrow? And can you see you in the community? Now, I know some people just say, yeah, I want to be in a community, but how am I being in a community with them? And that's a good question. Because somebody else says, well, I want to be in the community, but they're not really community. They don't really handle themselves as community. How am I supposed to get involved with that? Then you have another group of people that just like, yeah, all right, whatever. It sounds good. We'll see it when we see it, if it happens. But understand that that's the person right there that I'm talking to tonight. That's the person. If you know that person right now and you don't think that they're listening, or they don't know about D-Block Churches on right now, text them, invite them, let them know. This is a show that I think you might be on to, because at the end of the day, if you're a person that talks like you know something about what's going on today, then the real question is, can you see tomorrow? 319-527-091. Now, this is a little bit of different setup for me. So if there are any callers, I want to stop because I can't see any kind of a board. So I'm out there blind. So make sure if you're out there, press one, let me know. And then you guys come on and bring them on because I don't really know if one way or the other. So meanwhile, I just want people to see that if they understand that, if you can put yourself into tomorrow, then the second thing next after you see yourself in tomorrow is ask yourself, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? Do you want to continue to play the same part that you played today as you do tomorrow that you did yesterday? Or have you seen something different from yesterday that you realize today that now you want to do different tomorrow? But then you could be the person that just doesn't really care. I mean, you kind of live day by day and, you know, it's good. Now, I can't fault that person that lives day by day thinking that it's good, because when you have I don't want to sound real corny when I say it, but it's a blessed assurance that regardless of how you look at it, no matter what way, no matter which way the wind blows, God's got it covered and it's all for you, then you exist in a different place. But then I don't have to ask you, can you see tomorrow? And I don't have to ask you, where do you see yourself tomorrow? I would ask you then, what time are you calling me tomorrow so we can get this thing started? That's how easy it is. That's how fast it is. If you see it and you hear something that says to you, this ain't right, then it says that something is poking at you saying that this today is not going to be our tomorrow. Let's say you're in the store. I know it's social distancing and everything, but you're close enough to hear someone else be rude. Do you say anything? Like, you have to ask yourself, how many people out there would really say something? Not too many of us. But as Americans, when we see ourselves in tomorrow, we have a right to say something. Why? Because I can see tomorrow. I can see another tomorrow. And I don't want anybody else to do what you just did today in their tomorrow. Not even you. And especially not the children that are connected to you. No disrespect to the person that's, like, you know, just there doing it. But we can't focus on today. We have to focus on tomorrow. And I understand that a lot of us are having a problem because right now, like I said, with the rhetoric of any and everything that you got going on, America, the world wouldn't want you to see past tomorrow, because they know that if you make past tomorrow, it's going to be another 1,000 people dead and more people infected. It's almost as if you're getting infected, are you going to get well? There's a lot of people that have been getting sick. If I'm mistaken, then, you know, those that have not made it understand. I take real deep breaths when I say things like this, because I know that someone out there is not going to understand it. But the way I was taught, my understanding is the only thing that I actually have. Your understanding is your understanding. And what we have to do is then we appreciate each other's understanding. And that's the key. Like, I'm not saying that my understanding is correct, but my understanding is my understanding. Your understanding, I'm not saying it's correct, But your understanding is your understanding. And that's what we have to stand on. I know history says one thing. I know this is what we learned in the book. I know this is what they say it is. But I also know this is what it was. And I also know this is how it really looked. And I also know this is what we really do. And if we can finally get to the conversation, because somebody's going to be mad, of course, and someone's going to be upset on the other, and someone is just going to be outright like, this is not going to happen, and then everyone's going to have to say, so what? Can you see tomorrow? Because if you can see tomorrow, then you can see past today. And that is what's important. You're listening to D-Block Church. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm Adrian, Misunderstanding the Animal. And this is the place for the whosoever will. And I mean, when I tell you that, I mean, this is the place for the whosoever will, all you got to do is know that you know, all you got to do that you know that you know something. And that you know that that something is way bigger than you, and you can't do it by yourself. And that in order for you to do it, you're going to have to use me, we're going to have to use them, they're going to have to get us, and we're all going to have to do this thing together. That is what I see in tomorrow. Can you see it tomorrow? Where do you see yourself in tomorrow? And now how will tomorrow impact generations to come? I believe that if we don't change what we do, it's not going to look good. But I believe that we can do it. And the biggest thing that we have to do is embrace those differences. We'd be surprised how many things are unique about each particular person. Now, yeah, people can get into race, but no, God didn't have race. There was human. So certain things I don't even like to talk about. And when we find a way to get past all of them, then we can get right back to the nitty-gritty, and that is building the community for our generation. I plan on being here. I plan on having seeds that are still here, but you know what I mean? I plan on generations to come. I plan on my family still being around. Now, if you're out there and you don't plan on your family being around, then this is not the conversation for you. Because, no, you don't see tomorrow, and you don't live like you need to see it. I know that's harsh to say, but at the end of the day, we now all have to make choices. And some choices are good, some choices are bad. If you make the choice not to live past your today and see where you can go tomorrow and see what your future holds for tomorrow, it's almost like, okay. But if you could step aside for a second so that the people that do see tomorrow, we can actually move on in tomorrow. That way we can keep moving. If we continue to listen to what we're listening to and the way that we're listening to it, yeah, there's something going on. But not one time yet has I just heard the whole world just say, you know what? That God be the glory for the things he has done. Remove the nastiness. Let's forget blame. Let's heal it. And let's see tomorrow. The question is, can you see tomorrow? There's some people that think that because this election thing is over, or I want to say this is over, but it seemed like it never even stopped. We went from one conversation to the next, and the sad part about it was it's all because they didn't see another tomorrow. There were no more tomorrows. So then there became another story because there was nothing else for us to hear. So now we can talk about the fact that now we're waiting for someone to speak up, say what they need to say, and, you know, just another reason to keep us in today. So the question is really, can you see tomorrow? Can you see that there is a place for you to go that doesn't look anything like you see today? Can you see it? The first thing you have to do is see it. Once you see it, then believe it. And I mean, believe it in your thought, believe it in your talk. Don't allow people to say things to you that go against your tomorrow. Because I believe that that's also what's happening. Because we're in today, and there's so many other ways that people can pull you from here to there and everywhere. People have made their own decisions and their own mindsets up of what they see in their tomorrow. You have to be able to make sure that you see more than what your eyes see, so that you can really, really see tomorrow. A lot of people say it's that third eye, that chakra. It's unfortunate because there's a lot of people out there that don't even know what I'm talking about. They actually roll their eyes to the point of knowing something different than what they know. I believe that that's one of the biggest problems of today. And we shouldn't allow that to happen for our tomorrow. Now, it's a real easy way that we can make sure that everybody's on the same page. But it's one of the hardest things that we get to do in our lives. It's one of the hardest things that they make. It's a relationship. It's a relationship with God, so that you know your creator, that you know enough about how it is that it was supposed to be done. Now, within this pandemic, when I tell you that I have heard stories of ancient texts. I have heard stories before the Bible. Let's say it like that. Before what we know as God, what we know the story is, what we know how it was. One thing I know about a story is it is exactly that. It is a story. And if you can believe in this story says that you will be saved. This story says that you will receive salvation. The story of Christ, the Christ, Jesus. This is the story of Yeshua. Walk it down, talk it out, however you need to. Flesh, walking, example, showing us how to see it in a different, to the point where we've embraced it. There is no difference because there is no pick. There was never a pick. There was just the breath. If you breathed it, it was for you. If you breathed it, you could achieve it. If you breathed it, it was for you. What we call it is, here at Purpose Kingdom Network, it's called the Call of Salvation. And it's one of the most important things that you ever do in your life, because it's hard for people. People sometimes fall and they fail. And sometimes they're embarrassed. And sometimes they're so far away from what it is that they believe that they were supposed to be, that if there was a cliff, they would want to jump off of it. By offering you the call of salvation, what happens is it allows you to have the opportunity to ask Christ to come into your life and actually be the savior for you to be, or to be the savior that it was intended for you to have. Now, the one good thing about God is that he's not forceful. And I've noticed this over my years, and I'm definitely in these 90 days, I've seen it more and more and more, because he will not force you to do one thing. But he will give you a chance to stand. And when you know that you can stand on something that's solid, when you know that you can stand on something that is non-wavering, when you know you can stand on something that you can look somebody square in the face and let them know, I didn't start out like this, it wasn't always that good, and I'm still standing. And I got a light that's inside of me that nobody can put out. Why? Because like they say, this joy that I have, the world ain't give it, and the world can't take it away. That's what Jesus does. That's what Christ does. That's what it does. That's what salvation is. That's how you live through it. It's like putting on a suit. They say put on the whole armor of God. I'm going to tell you straight up, even if you don't have a whole armor of God, it's like putting on your suit. You don't want it to get inside of you. That's what Christ does. And it's simple. You just ask him to come into your life. You ask him to look over you, order your steps, guide your steps. Ask him to show you what it looks like to see tomorrow. And ask him, order your steps into exactly where you're supposed to insert yourself in tomorrow. Because God, we see tomorrow. And we believe in Christ. We believe in the salvation. We believe in the death. Why do we believe in the death? Because you understand that things may die. But the one thing that makes it so great is that he got up. And when he got up with all power in his hand. And that's the thing. That's the power. That's how you can see tomorrow. Can you see tomorrow? These are questions. I know someone out there is like, oh, she's going to sing. She's going to sing Annie. I thought about it because, you know, it's like the sun will come out tomorrow. But what if the sun doesn't come out? It still got to shine. Do you understand? That's how we got to see tomorrow. That's how we got to see tomorrow. So tonight, the question is, can you see tomorrow? Can you see tomorrow? Well, I'm not sure who's coming on to do the announcement. Oh, and if Chappie's on there, you can do like a finessing of the call to salvation for somebody who's out there, you know. But D-Block Church is real, you better catch it and grab it. Right about now, the way things are going, go time. It's go time. This 2020, if it didn't open your eyes, if it hasn't allowed you to see something clearer than you did before, then 2020, can you see tomorrow? Who's there?
Amen. Real quickly, you know, just one more suggestion, you know, that you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that nurtures the word of Christ. We just hope that, you know, we know that in this COVID-19 era, that everything is mostly virtual. And, you know, if you are in, you know, the church, you know, actual sanctuary, you know, we hope that you be safe and practice, you know, everything that, you know, you need to do. Because right now here at this time, you know, COVID-19 is just claiming, you know, so many souls that we just want to make sure that we can prevent from being claimed. So we just hope you find that church sanctuary that you have, or you can find comfort in your home or outside the home in faith. And we just, you know, just hope, you know, with God's everlasting love, that you remain, you know, in his comfort and his safety. And just, you know, in that safe place, in that sanctuary. With that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements real quick. And this is Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight. Whether you're joining us online or via phone, we thank you so much. And we just want to just let you know that we are also, you can contact us through email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can say hello, or you can just let us know that you have a praise report for us, and we'll gladly share that with the world. We just this will happen overjoyed that, you know, we have so many different avenues of, you know, where you can join us. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We'd like to invite you to like our Facebook page. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. And we just thank you so much. Also, we will be broadcasting tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with, I believe it's going to be either Nate Miller's Boxing Hour. If not, just be alerted on our Facebook page where we would just change or just let you know the different announcements that we have for tomorrow evening. And the Nate Miller Boxing Hour is usually at 9 p.m. So feel free to join, you know, whoever else we have in the announcements at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you're just enjoying tonight's show. And do feel free to tell a friend about our program either tonight or tomorrow evening. We just thank you so much. And anytime you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, feel free to go to our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can hear any show at your convenience and your enjoyment. We thank you so much. And with that being said, it's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the show back over to our very own Sister Adrian. Sister Adrian?
I'm right here. Thank you. Can you see tomorrow? Now I know that we see tomorrow because we have the Nate Miller Boxing Hour, and I told you guys before, if you have not gotten a chance to listen to Nate Miller's Boxing Hour, then you need to find your way to punch it through. Why do I say that? He's one of the newest podcasts. Well, no, I don't want to say that one of the newest, but when they only show up on the monthly, you got to pay attention. Because, see, they're preparing for tomorrow, but they're not constant. So that message that comes is so more important. It holds more weight because of the fact that you won't hear it for another month. You better get it. This is, okay, look, it's funny because this is December. And what I have realized is that in this December, the thing that is big in December is Christmas. Do you know how many people that don't want to celebrate Christmas? I believe that this is the first year that everyone is going to celebrate Christmas. The reason why we're going to celebrate Christmas is because we need to. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the day is. I don't care how it goes. Let the baby be born. Why? Because there's a story in it. And it says that the government will be upon his shoulders. So as long as we're looking at the government and we're thinking that the government is running amok, but we don't know who Jesus is, then we don't know that the government is upon his shoulders. So therefore, because we don't give him credit, we won't be able to get credit from anything other than that, because that's the only thing that'll make them give us the credit, because that's the thing that makes it right. Y'all got to understand that we got to see tomorrow. Can you see tomorrow? Because, see, I can see tomorrow. And what happens is when you see tomorrow, then you know a little bit better about today. And when you know a little bit better about today, then you get for tomorrow in a different manner. I'm excited because tomorrow is the Dominate Conference that's going on virtually. And if you don't know about it, you need to know about it, because this is an important time where the only thing we really need to be focusing on is how are we going to dominate. Don't you see this tomorrow? Can't you see yourself in tomorrow? You need to be able to see this tomorrow. Why? Because we got to live through today. Not for you, not for me, but for our babies. Our babies need to know and need to see that we have a tomorrow. Our babies need to know and they need to see that there is a tomorrow. And we are excited for them to be able to see it right now. Our excitement is not in seeing their tomorrow. Honest to God, our excitement is watching numbers go up and watching people tell people that they're sick and not making them get a test. Now, I didn't say anything about the vaccine. I'm saying something about a test. The world's been sick enough for a long time now that if everybody don't have a test, it should have showed up at your house. So that we could actually stop something today so that we can live for tomorrow. I just figured, D-Block Church, what else can we do in D-Block Church? Because this is a place for the whosoever is. So, no, we never stopped when the buildings of churches stopped meeting and the congregation stopped meeting. The reason why we never stopped is because we were never in. So when we were never in the building, we never had to worry about leaving out of the building. The one thing that I always thought was funny is everybody tries to do so much stuff in the building and so much stuff goes on in the church. But when you look at the way Christ was and you look at the way his life was and you look at that flesh and you look at exactly what the flesh was doing while walking the earth, the flesh was not in the church. Now, the flesh might have been in somebody's house having church, or the flesh might have been, you know, at a well having church and meeting people and going down different roads and letting people touch on them and understand that. So the way we were looking at our yesterday and the way we see our today really, really has nothing to do with the tomorrow. Because in order for us to see what it looks like today, that is the only way that we make sure that what we see in tomorrow has nothing, it looks nothing like it. So no, people are asking right now, can't you wait for things to get back to normal? No, not at all. If it got back to normal, if it got somewhere close to normal, it would piss me off because that means I might walk past somebody that didn't hold the door. And then it would take me right on back. If we went back to normal, I would see somebody flying their rainbow all crazy, looking all crazy, and wouldn't understand that that is nothing but the blessing of God and a promise that says that you can do it, you can make it. I wouldn't want to go back to telling me that let's go back to normal and we go back to big church buildings with a whole bunch of services and not a lot of God. I don't want to go back to that. I want to go past. I want to see tomorrow. So tonight the question really is, can you see tomorrow? When I think of tomorrow, I'm nowhere near like a whining. But one thing I can say is that the whiners used to say, tomorrow is not promised. You better choose the Lord today. Oh, plus, it's so much easier to say, tomorrow. Forget about tomorrow. Don't let this moment slip away. And what I'm trying to tell you is in order for us to actually see a tomorrow, you got to know who God is today and know that he has called you and he has anointed you to take the next steps with him, to say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it together. I see these steps. B-Block Church, can you see tomorrow? I will talk to y'all in 2 weeks. Love you. Don't forget. Love on somebody, and if you see something wrong, fix it. You gotta fix it. Good night.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me.
Yeah.